Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Hello and welcome to Embodying Your Higher Self, Clearing the Ego. This is Christine Fedor. Thank you for joining me today. Our topic for tonight is lifting the veil, talking about removing blocks to your psychic abilities, spiritual gifts, and getting in touch with greater awareness, removing the sabotage and blocks the ego tries to distract us and living life with more freedom and ease. And so I'm going to go back and recap a little bit about the topic of the show tonight. Last time we did a lot about receiving. We had some call-ins, which was wonderful. Thank you. And so embodying your higher self, to me, that is the highest aspect of yourself closest to Creator. And so I use the Access Consciousness and Theta Healing Tools, as I have mentioned previously. And so in Access Consciousness, we often refer to our infinite being. So really, this is the divine aspect of you. And that's what I am here to help you get closer to and be and choose. Clearing the ego, to me, the ego is the negative mind. These are the distractions, the limitations, the conclusions, the things that are limiting us from really living the life that we want with total freedom, total choice, and being able to be our true self here in the now moment. Because we're very often swayed by past experience, judgments, things we may have bought into as children from our parents or other experiences that we've concluded that's the way things are. And in reality, they're not. So that's the plan for tonight, to go through that in aspect of removing blocks to greater awareness and opening up your psychic ability, your spiritual gifts. Everyone has them, but some people are a little bit clouded with things like the ego, using judgment or maybe putting someone down or concluding things are a certain way with limitation that keeps you from really being aware of what's really true. So a little bit about Access Consciousness and Theta Healing. I invite you, if you haven't listened to my show before, you can go back and listen to the recordings. They're all available. They'll give you a little bit more detail. And when you listen to the recording, you're getting the healing and the clearing just as much as if you're on the live radio show. So Access Consciousness and Theta Healing are two of my very favorite modalities because we address points of view. We talk about changing how you think and feel about things, removing those limitations from your reality by changing how you think. So with Access Consciousness, we often will use the clearing statement, which you will hear at some point on the radio show tonight. The clearing statement sounds something like this: right, wrong, good, bad, pod, poc, all nine shorts, boys, and beyond. If this is new to you, it will make no sense, and that's okay. I just invite you to have an open mind and go with it if you would like to receive some clearing and see what happens for you. If you would like more information, lots of information is available on accessconsciousness.com, and I invite you to go to theclearingstatement.com. You can put in your email, and it'll send you the details about the clearing statement and what that means and how you can use it. And if you're interested in learning more, we have the BARS class. The Access BARS is a body process we do it with Access Consciousness, and you will learn all about how to use the clearing statement and many tools. Another thing with Access Consciousness, we talk about living in the question. So very often we would go into, like, I am affirmations. A lot of us have been taught with spiritual studies and being positive and saying I am affirmations, which is great, and it's a conclusion, which can create limitation. So when we say a question and we don't conclude the answer, we just put it out there, then it brings the opportunity for that and oftentimes something even more than you can even imagine to come forward by putting the question out there and letting the answer come to you instead of coming up with the answer and making a conclusion. So we'll talk about some of that tonight as we go through these clearings. With theta healing, we also go through and we will clear on four levels, different points of views, past experiences, traumas, different things, or belief systems. We can clear on the core soul gene and history levels, which is wonderful because we're getting your genetics, you're getting your past lives, and the core of who you are. We're able to clear on all the levels, and we do it mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. So it does very deep healing to clear the belief systems and the patterns with the theta healing. That's why I like both access consciousness and theta healing. Those are my favorite modalities because, you know, we can do the hands-on healing for people to help them live a better, happier life, but really it's how you think and how you choose and how you speak and how you be in life that really makes you you and brings upon the life that you live, right? So change your point of view, change your life. So these are possibilities available to you. Now, as we go through tonight, I will be asking you questions. And so I invite you that if you would like to receive the healing, you just say yes. That's all you have to do. So if I ask you a question, everything that is and everything that brings up in you, times a godzillion, will you destroy and uncreate that now, please? It means I'm going to start to say the access consciousness clearing statement, and that's when you say yes. And the clearing statement is an abbreviation for much, much more. So that's why I encourage you to go to theclearingstatement.com and you can learn what that means. But there's many different layers and levels of clearing from just using that abbreviation. And often we'll refer to that clearing statement as PODPOC, which is part of the statement. So just kind of catch you up if you're new to the call or to the radio show here. You can call in, of course, if you're online and you want to ask a question. I'll give you that number now. The call-in number is 646-378-0378. And long distance, 877-497-2931. So you can call in if you would like to ask a question or have an issue you would like some help clearing. When you call in, please press 1. So if you are on the call already, like on the phone listening in instead of online, and you want to ask a question, you actually have to hang up and call back and press 1. If you're listening online, you can stay listening online and then just call in and press 1 to get in that way. So that's always available to you if you would like to do that. Well, let's talk about lifting the veil. I thought that was appropriate. Being October, we're close to Halloween. It is said that this is when the veil between the worlds is thin. And so I thought it's a wonderful time to let's talk about that. What's beyond the here and now? How can we perceive beyond the physical? And so it's really clearing the stuff that's clouding your judgment and awareness so that you do have clear awareness of truth and what's going on. A lot of times the stuff of the ego, when I make things about you, when you make a judgment or conclusion about something, this is how it is, and are solid on that without open to what is possible, that can limit what your knowledge is. And it's been really interesting as I've been doing this work how much lighter things are. These are things we talk about in access consciousness. We use the statements, how does it get any better than this? What else is possible? And all of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. And as I've been using these tools, things have really lightened up. We talk about when things are light or heavy. And then some of the other modalities we talk about, if things are feeling contracted or expanded. Another way to look at the light or heavy tool. Very often, I think we did this on the call or on the show last month, where we took our caller through the muscle testing, asking the body yes and no to see how the body reacted to the yes and no to get answers so you can ask questions. So this is part of starting to tune in to that awareness of knowing what's true for you and following the path of lightness or expansion or yes, if you're asking to go that way, right? Makes life easier. It's more fluid. If you're following what's heavy or what's contracting, it just makes it difficult, right? It's heavier burden on you. We want to follow that to have things be more easy for you. So when we talk about the psychic stuff, everybody has the ability to have more knowing, in my opinion. You know, we have the clairvoyance, which is the vision, clairaudience, which is the hearing, clairsentience, which is sensing, claircognizance, which is just a knowing. And these are just terms for our extra senses. So some of us have just been born with that sensitivity in some ways more than others. And so a lot of times we're talking about people who are empathic. You can walk into a room and you can feel or know what other people are feeling and thinking sometimes. And the confusing part is when you're one of those people and you don't know where you begin and the other person ends. So we also talk about an access consciousness using the tool of who does this belong to. So if you have a feeling or a thought and you're not really sure where it came from or why you're feeling or thinking these things, you can always say, who does this belong to? Who does this belong to? You don't always have to have an answer of what that is and just return to sender with consciousness attached. It's a way to release things you may be picking up so you can get your own knowing. One of the things that I recommend to all of my clients who come to private session is meditation. And I do have a monthly meditation group. And then afterwards, we have an empowerment clearing group where we go around the room and do the clearing on personal issues if you would like to share them. And sometimes it's just an overall topic like money or health or something like that. And we'll use access consciousness and theta, whatever other tools I have available for you. And so in the meditation, this is when you can, I always want to do that first. So I invite people to come to both events so that they can get that stillness and quietness inside yourself instead of all the mental going on and on and on or whatever is going on in your life that feels like you're thinking about a lot or obsessing about or just a broken record. You know, those are the things that meditation can help clear. And it's also, we do something in access consciousness called the bars, if you're not already familiar with those, 32 points on the head. We do a treatment with that, and it clears old patterns, belief systems, opens you up to greater receiving. And for me, I find it gets rid of the mind chatter completely. So if I get the hamster wheel going on my head about something, I know I'm overdue to get my bars run. And we just had Barzapalooza this past weekend, which was amazing. Thank you, everyone who was involved with that and participated. And so those of you who are interested in doing a Bars class to learn these tools, how you can share them with your family and friends or even do it as a treatment and charge people, or you just want to learn the tools about access consciousness, that's the entry-level class. I have one coming up Sunday, November 20th. In Ypsilanti, Michigan. That's going to be the Sunday right before our Thanksgiving. So you're invited to that if you'd like to participate and learn more. So let's really get into what keeps us from having that awareness and that psychic knowing. What keeps us from that? For those of us who are healers or psychic or drawn to this kind of work, this this spirituality, this awareness, this knowing, whatever you want to call it, because there's so many paths that people study. Whatever's guided you to look along these paths, usually it's because you have some quest for knowledge or awareness, and you want to learn more beyond the here and now. And so what I've also found is a lot of these people, and myself included, who have even natural abilities with this and just are born with that and don't really know what to do with it because we're not taught that in our society. A lot of times we come into this lifetime with baggage or traumas or things that have happened to us negatively from other lifetimes that we've brought with us that is a limitation. So I do believe in past lives because I remember them, I see them, and I see them with the clients. It's my prerogative, you let them go and move on, unless we need to know them, then that's my agreement. If I really need to know it, let's know it, but why bother reliving something that's not here now? Let's just let it go and move on. So that's where we get into the Theta and Access Consciousness clearing statement to clear that out. So we're going to go into that a minute and clear out anything that you've had that you've brought into this lifetime that may be limiting your knowing and your awareness and your psychic abilities. So I'd like everybody to take a deep breath. Breathe in the nose, out through the mouth. You can sit comfortably wherever you're at if you can. Close your eyes. Go into the stillness within yourself. Try to empty out a little bit of what's been going on for you today. Just come to presence in the now moment. And I want you to think about when you think about your knowing or your awareness or psychic abilities or spiritual gifts, whatever they want to call them, what comes up for you? Are you having a thought, a feeling? Is it positive and negative? Just kind of feel into that. What is that for you? Are you thinking, wow, I want to really develop that skill so I can know more to help myself and others? Or is it really scary and there's a lot of fear? So just notice what comes up for you. And now I want you to focus on that energy, whatever that is for you. Maybe you're excited because you want to open up more, but maybe you're a little nervous or maybe a little anxious or just how is this going to happen? So just whatever it is that's coming up for you. Maybe it's very scary and you want to know, but you're worried about your spiritual or religious beliefs. So know that we're in the light, connected with Creator of all that is, surrounded in the light. What all comes up for you around that topic? And just kind of feel that. I want you to feel it, or if it's thoughts or emotions, whatever it is, let it come up in this moment. So everything that is that you're experiencing right now, everything that is, and everything that brings up in you times a godzillion, will you destroy and uncreate that now, please? Where you say yes. Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, poc, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. Take a deep breath. So I also want to talk about, I feel like there's some fear about this topic. So I'll tell you a little bit about my story. I guess I was kind of born with just an awareness and empathic ability. And I remember as a child, and I was born and raised Catholic, and I went to the private Catholic schools as a kid in the Catholic Church. And I remember being in church, and I remember, I don't know how old I was little, but I remember learning the word hypocrite. And I thought, everybody's a hypocrite, especially in church. So that was like it was very confusing for me growing up, because what people were saying, that this is how you live, this is what you do, teaching you as a kid and telling you how to be, right, had an awareness or feeling of whatever was going on with them, and it was totally different than what they were telling me to do. It was very, very confusing. And so I think I was raised and taught in a way to basically ignore my knowing, my awareness, my feelings, that all this information that I was taking in, and I would often get overwhelmed by it, by the feelings and the emotions and what I was experiencing. And I remember having migraines, you know, at 10 years old. And I had a lot of health challenges growing up and early on in my life. And, you know, now that I know what I know that I was taking on stuff for other people. And that was part of my healer gift, or so I thought, maybe at some point. But it was very confusing for a long time, not feeling like I could trust my awareness and my emotions, because it was so confusing. I didn't understand, why am I feeling this way? What is it? It was all other people's stuff, really. I mean, I had my stuff too, but some of it was just the awareness of what was going on in other people. And I thought it was me. I thought it was mine. And then when I had stuff to be shared, I was told, well, you're wrong, and it's inappropriate, or it's irresponsible, or, you know, you just can't behave that way or be that way. So I kind of grew up feeling like everything I felt and did was wrong. And that whatever I got in, I couldn't understand it or trust it, because I was told that whatever, all that information I was taking in, I was told that wasn't it. So how could I have gone through life with all this information I'm taking in, and then what do I do with that? So anybody who's had a similar experience in this lifetime, or even any other lifetime, everything that brings up, any storyline that you're buying into with that for your own life, everything that is and everything that brings up in you, will you destroy and uncreate that now, please? Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, poc, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. So that's a good time to remember, who does this belong to, and use that tool for access consciousness. The other thing is, all of those emotions are what we call distractor implants. And access consciousness, and we can clear those also. And when we come into the space of embodying the higher self, or an access consciousness being, the infinite being that you are, and you can come to a stillness within yourself in the present moment, everything melts away. And that where you have the awareness of what's going on around you and with other people. So anything that doesn't allow that for you, will you destroy and uncreate that now, please? Yes. Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, poc, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. The other thing, when I first started dabbling into I guess we'll say spirituality stuff beyond Catholicism. I would say, you know, for a long time I called myself a recovering Catholic. Now I just believe, you know, in my point of view belief system I'm choosing at this moment, I'm believing that we're all one, and there's, you know, creator of all that is the same. And there's many paths to it, and I love and accept everyone and whatever that path is to them, you know, that if they find, you know, peace in that, great. All are welcome here. And you can have your beliefs, your belief system, and be open to other points of view. And I've seen some people who still, you know, do their religion or their spirituality and are able to open up their psychic gifts and have a deeper experience in a different way and have the two not be in conflict. So anywhere that you think that you can't be psychic or open to more awareness because it would conflict with your religious or spiritual life, everything that is and everything that brings up in you, will you just run and create that now, please? Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, poc, all nine shorts, boys, and beyond. And with awareness, you may see things differently. And then you get to choose, always at choice. Another thing we talk about in Access Consciousness is your choice expires every 10 seconds. You get to choose again and again. So you just get to keep choosing. So anywhere that you don't feel you have a choice or you're in a place of no choice, or you've ever heard from one of your parents or other people growing up that you've made your choice, what did they say? You've made your bed, now you have to lie in it or something, I don't know. Whatever that is, whatever that brings up for you in all directions, time, space, parallel dimensions, universes, will you destroy and create that now, please? Yes, right, wrong, good, bad, pod, poc, all nine shorts, boys, and beyond. So beyond, when I started pursuing, I guess, spirituality, as I was getting into. And I was attracted to the angel cards, right? Because tarot was, I didn't really understand that so much, but in Catholicism, you know, we had the saints and the angels. And so, you know, the ascended masters, like there's, you know, Mother Mary and Jesus and all of that. And so it felt pretty safe to go that route with the divinity cards. And I still use them, and it's still fun. And I don't use them as much as I used to because I can just have a conversation if I want to. But it's all within the light. I connect up to Creator Source, the highest level of love and light, when I do any kind of stuff like that or connecting to the higher self or the infinite being self or something like that, you know, as opposed to talking to spirits. I don't go into the paranormal aspect. That's not my choice. I know some people do. That's not my personal choice. Basically, I have the agreement that if any spirits come around me in that sense, they're getting sent to the light because that's what I choose to do. So I don't do the ghost thing and the paranormal thing. Because then they're just going to get clear. The energy is going to get cleared, and they're just for whatever is required. Because I don't want that energy interfering with what I have in my space. So I guess I wasn't really planning to go into that, but if somebody has the need for that, I can coach you on clearing space. And maybe if we have time at the end of the call, we could talk about clearing space. From negative energy and entities and that sort of thing. So let's talk about, you know, the reading of the cards or getting that information. I've always felt like it was connecting to God. When I would do my cards and readings, I tell my clients to say a prayer. So to me, it was like saying a prayer to God and getting an answer. And that seemed really normal to me. Doesn't everybody pray and get answers? So anywhere that you are blocking or limited to connecting with Source Creator for divine knowledge, divine truth, divine awareness, for any reason, will you destroy it and create that now, please? Yes. Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, poc, all nine shorts, boys, and beyond. Okay, and I'm feeling like it's time to go into a theta process. So this is going to be one about theta healing. And we go up to Creator of all that is on seventh plane. So everyone take a deep breath, close your eyes. Focus the energy going up out through the top of your head, all the way up to Creator of all that is on seventh plane. Creator of all that is on seventh plane, that's commanded now. Where that anyone who's listening to this radio show, and that anyone who has been received any traumas or persecution or unhearing pain, disease, or killed, or are rejected, or thrown out of the family, not allowed back in. Oh, wow. Okay, witches burned at the stake, or somehow had their sight or their speak or other sense taken away to block them. Getting flashes of all these possibilities. So any of those things that anyone has had in this lifetime or any other lifetime, so a lot, obviously some of those were other lifetimes that we don't have that right in this time frame. So anywhere in any of the genetic lineages in the past lives, where someone's choice has been taken away from them or blocked from them or limited from them, especially in regards to psychic awareness and knowing, or that the choice has been made to no longer have it out of protection, and any energy related to that, any storylines related to any of that, all of that that anybody has, the DNA, the adamantine particles, and cellular memories, commanded to clear that on the core, soul, gene, and history levels, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically, with gentleness, ease, and grace for whatever's in your best and highest good. And to do so now. And then in its place, we're going to download now. So if you want to say yes to the download, just receive the download, and you can add other things in if you want to download something else. We're going to download, I hear, trust in the creator of all that is. Trust in self. What does that look like? What does it feel like? How do you do that? How do you know what you know that you know already know? That's funny. What else do we want to download right now? Love, peace, harmony, bliss. The inner knowing, being open to receiving greater awareness, releasing all fears. So release all the fears, download love and trust. And then anything else you'd like to add to that? What does that look like? What does that feel like? How do you do that? That now? For whatever's in the best and highest good, with gentleness, ease, and grace for each individual, it is done. So I'm feeling like there's a lot of trust stuff coming up on this one. So anywhere that you are harboring any anger, mistrust, betrayals, I hear blaming it to God or whatever you consider, even the higher self or your infinite being self. Anywhere there's blame or shame or guilt. All of that and everything that brings up in all directions, time, space, parallel dimensions, universes, will you just join and create all of that now, please? Yeah. Right, wrong, good, bad, podpoc, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. Take a deep breath. So I'm hearing, this is something I've talked about before, I'm hearing about the darkness is within the light. The only thing that's darkness is the fear. The fear. So what is the opposite of fear? Love. And I think close behind that is trust. So for anyone or anywhere in this lifetime or other lifetimes where you have chosen fear over love and mistrust over trust of yourself and of Creator, will you destroy and create everything that is now, please? Yes. right, wrong, good, bad, podpock, all nine shorts for it. Yeah. So whatever is blocking you or limiting you from being clairvoyant, clairaudient, claircognizant, clairsentient, right, wrong, good, bad, podpock, all nine shorts, boys, and beyond. Okay, we're going to do this in theta also. So take a deep breath, close your eyes. Focus your energy up through the crown on the top of your head, all the way up, 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 to creator of all that is in seventh plane. Creator of all that is in seventh plane is commanded now that any blocks, limitations, or traumas about clairaudience, claircognizance, clairvoyance, and clairsentience be removed from the DNA of antimantine particles and cellular memories in the core, soul, gene, and history levels, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically, and remove that now for whatever's in the best and highest good of adjustment and grace. It is done. And then in place, download. What is claircognizance, clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience? What is that? How do I do that? What does that look like? What does that feel like? How do I do that with more knowing, more awareness, to have that knowledge, to be able to decipher it? With greater ease and grace. For whatever is in the best and highest good for each of you, it's commanded to download that now. Just done. So again, if anybody would like to call in to ask any questions, or to talk about these topics, you're welcome to do so. The guest call-in number is 6478-0378 or long distance 877-497-2931. And if you're listening to the recording, just know that you're still getting all the healings even though you're not on the live show. And remember, if you call in and you want to talk to me, press 1. As soon as you call in, that'll alert me and let me know that you would like to talk on the air. I guess I'm going to take a moment, see if anybody wants to call in. And in the meantime, I'm going to go ahead. I feel like it's important to talk about clearing space, clearing the energy of the space. I'm going to give you some other tools. Those of you who are not familiar with smudging, Native Americans often use that as a practice, and a lot of the earth religions use smudging. Usually I use white sage, dried white sage, and I will burn that throughout the room to cleanse and clear the energy and the space. And I think there was something I read recently that was talking about how it actually does some other health benefits of having that in the space. Usually what I do when I'm clearing a house or a room, I will chant, cleanse and clear with love and light, thing that I've always done it that way. And it seems to work for me, so I'm sharing it with you as a possibility. I have done some stuff with friends where we have someone else bringing in behind the smudge a higher vibrational incense. Some of my favorites would be like frankincense or sandalwood, or I love moldavite. That's a wonderful higher vibrational energy incense to go behind. My moldavite is wonderful for the star seeds. That will make it feel more at home. My favorite product is Fred Souls. I found it at Earthlore, actually, in Plymouth. And you can order it online. They have a natural incense. It's not all that perfumed stuff. So I do prefer those. Those are my favorites. And also sometimes if you do some of the Native American stuff or do any drumming, if it's, you know, whatever practice that is for you, doing the drumming also can help clear the space as well. So sometimes we've done a big clearing and we've had just all three of those things with three of us go through the space to cleanse and clear the space, which is wonderful. I often just do it energetically with intention. If you're into the angels and the archangel and that type of thing, you can call in the four archangels, Archangel Michael, Archangel Gabriel, Archangel Raphael, and Archangel, sometimes they say Uriel, and often I'll use Uriel, as the four archangels, and then Sandalphon below and Metatron above, to ask them to, cleanse and clear and protect your space. If you'd like to choose something like that, and I've often in the past enjoyed Doreen Virtue, author, for those types of things, if you're interested in that. Another resource I love for clearings is doing grids. There's the What is Light Body book. It's an old book by now, but you can go to alchemicalmage.com. So it's like the word alchemy, but it's alchemicalmage, M-A-G-E.com. And under their resources tab, there's what they call spiritual hygiene. And there's all sorts of different invocations and meditations, and they have some grids where you just say them and visualize them and kind of fill in the blank for what you need. They have some for space you can do around your home, around your car, around your office to clear the energy of the space. So that's also people who are picking up entities or other things in the home and they want to clear the energy, that's a good one. And there's other things on there. The Unified Fields meditation in there is fabulous. So those are fun tools if you want to play with that kind of stuff. Let's see. Those are ones that I often work with clients on. And then, you know, as I've gained greater awareness, my points of view about these things have changed. So I'm giving these tools for you so that you can find one that fits with where you're at, what feels comfortable for you. Give them a try. See if it's light or heavy for you. Is it feel contracting or expanding? You know, is it sometimes you may be in some nervousness or fear, and that's something to be cleared that we can do using some of the tools I've taught you on the call or on the show and some of the previous shows. The other thing is, like with some of the spirituality stuff, they'll talk about putting on all these layers of protection. What I've found as I have studied different things is that I have been preferring to do the access consciousness technique of barriers down and expanding out. What I have found, so this is something else to consider. What I have found is that if you put up all these walls and lights of protection around yourself, then it's something to fight for and against. And it can sometimes cause more struggle, in my opinion. If it works for you and you're happy with it, that's your choice. What I have found, if I do the barriers down, put your walls down, barriers down, expand out, like I've learned from Access Consciousness, it's much lighter for me. There's a lot more ease. There's nothing to fight for and against, and I'm not blocking someone to bounce back, or I don't know like exactly what's going on there energetically. It just feels much lighter to me to do it that way. Expanding out kind of like, it's a more of a feeling for me at this point than to give it into words. So something to try. Thing, if you come to my groups or you come to a private session, that's something I can work on you with. And if you're listening to this and you don't want to call in today, but you're curious about this, it's something that you can ask me on a future radio show that we could actually do together as an exercise. I'm not going to do it right now. But I just want to give you some other possibilities. Because it feels like there's still fear about some of this stuff. And really, the darkness, the negativity, blah, 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 that's the fear. That's the fear. You know, why focus on that? Why put energy on that? You know, it just doesn't make sense. Why ask why? That's really a judgment. So, to me, focusing on the love and the trust, the positive, and yet having letting go of that right or wrong, good and bad stuff, and just being able to be in the perception of what is much lighter than getting into all that other stuff. And is maybe you have to take a bunch of classes to get there. If it makes sense to you, great. And I invite you to do what feels light for you. What feels expansive, what feels light, what feels a yes to you. Follow that path and see where that takes you. I think that's the place to go. Okay, it doesn't look like we have any callers to call in on the show today, and that's okay. I knew not everybody would want to lift the veil and open up to psychic gifts. This is something that I work on in private session, whether it's in person or over the phone or on Skype. These are things that I can help you understand and deal with, work with you to teach you the tools. So I do a lot of coaching and mentoring to help you to understand what it is that's going on with what you're sensing and feeling and clear the stuff so we can get to you. And a lot of times that can clear mental, emotional, and physical issues. And then after that, it becomes, well, what do you want to choose? What do you want to create? What's next for you? Once you get out of the struggle of life and you get into the living of life, and what's next for you? And so if you're in that place, I'm happy to help you get there. What do you want to be or choose or find next? And let's clear the blocks to that so you can get there easier with more ease. And so I'm going to take some time here before the show ends to talk about some of the events and classes and things I have coming up. I do, as I mentioned, a guided healing meditation once a month. And then after that, it's a separate group that I'm calling Empowerment Clearing Group. So the guided healing meditation is just me talking with you and guiding you through a meditative journey. And it's channeled. I never know quite what I'm going to say until I say it. And in that, I also use some of the Access Consciousness tools or the Theta Healing tools or whatever comes up. And it's based on who's there in the meditation and what the energy is of the group, just like it is on the show. So we do that Sunday afternoon. Usually it's the second Sunday of the month, but the next one is in November, and it's going to be the first Sunday of November on November 6th. Because I'm going to be busy the second Sunday of November. So please check my website at renewalhealth.net, and you'll find out what the dates are if you're interested in that. It's $15, so it's very affordable. I have people gather at 3:30. Meditation is from 4 to 5, and then there's a break from 5 to 5:30. So there's an opportunity for people to come and go if they choose, and then afterwards we'll do the empowerment clearing group from 5:30 to 6:30. and that's another $15. But if you stay for both events, it's only $25, so you get a little bit of discount. And if you're only coming for that portion, I would invite you to arrive around 5:15 in case we're running late with the meditation. The Empowerment Clearing Group, this is where we actually work on these tools. This is where we're in a group, in a place where we can love and support one another in the energy of what's next. Let's clear any blocks or limitations or problem you're having to empower you to choose what's next in your life. So that's where we really use the tools that I'm talking about in the radio show and in private session or classes. So we'll use access consciousness tools like the clearing statement. We'll use beta healing. We'll sometimes we go into the light and heavy or learning muscle testing to how to get your yes and no or whatever comes up. And so that's very fun for people to get in a group setting, like just like we're on the radio show. If somebody has an issue and we're talking about it, everybody who's in the room or if they're in the meditation or the clearing group here, like they're on the show listening, even onto a recording, everybody gets that healing and clearing if they say yes and are open to receive it. So it may not be your topic that you thought, well, that's not really mine, but, you know, it's if it still hits you on some level, you still get some clearing from it. So sometimes that can be very dynamic for people. So I have that. It'll resume on the second Sunday, December 11th. And then for our radio show, it's always the fourth Wednesday of the month from 8 to 9. And the November topic is Happier Holidays with More Ease, Clearing Blocks to Your Happiness and Relieving Stress. So this is going into that right before, Thanksgiving or right after. It's right around that time. It's the night before Thanksgiving on November 23rd. So what a great time to get more ease for the holidays and have more happiness and get rid of any blocks or stress. So we'll be doing that November. In December, it's since it's right in between Christmas and New Year's, just a couple days before New Year's Eve, I'm choosing the topic for December to be New Year, New Story, Clearing Old Patterns for a Fresh Start. And I will be broadcasting from sunny Florida. I'm very excited. I'm visiting family. So I will be broadcasting the radio show from there. So stay tuned and check in those, whether you can make it for the actual show or if you listen to a recording. Also, in the new year, I do have posted the Yusui Tibetan Reiki class. We just had one recent, and there's another one coming at the end of January for those who are asking about that. Going to be on Saturday, January 28th, will be the Reiki Level 1 and 2. And then on Sunday, January 29th, it'll be the Advanced and Master Level. So if you're interested in that, let me know. And then, as I mentioned, the BARS class, Access BARS. If you're interested in taking that entry-level class with Access Consciousness and learn that the BARS, the 32 points on the head that relieve the old patterns, points of views, even past life stuff, and then opens you up to more receiving. People say the worst you can feel like you had a great massage and feel really relaxed, right? That's the worst. The best is it can change your whole life. So that class is going to be November 20th, the Sunday before Thanksgiving. So if you're interested in that, it is available on christinefedor.accessconsciousness.com. It is posted and is available for you to register for the class. I still need to update my website at renewalhealth.net with these new classes. And then if I'm also talking to some people about the possibility of putting together an Access Consciousness facelift class, which is reversing the signs of aging and belief systems on aging, I have found that it gives me more energy, youth, and vitality. So I really enjoy that one. That's a wonderful modality to learn if you're interested in that. I do private sessions on that as well. Same with the bars and the Reiki. Then there's also, I also teach the excess consciousness body processes, the individual body processes. And the one I've been talking about putting a class together for coming up possibly soon is vision correcting. That one has been very popular. It helps with the vision and eyes. It also helps with sinus issues. And I found, I believe it helps with the third eye and the extrasensory vision as well, is what I feel with that. So thank you for joining me tonight for this radio show, Embodying Your Higher Self, Clearing the Ego, and Lifting the Veil, Removing the Blocks to Your Psychic Abilities and Spiritual Gifts. And you're always welcome to send me an email at renewalhealthoutlook.com. You can send questions there, especially if you're listening to a recording. Feel free to send questions because I can always bring it up at the next radio show next month and we can review some things if anything comes up for you. And otherwise, I will tune in with you again next month, right around the Thanksgiving holiday. Love and light to all of you, and have a wonderful, happy Halloween. Until next time.